The Hidden Cost of the Side Hustle. Sharon Herman, Senior Legal Advisor at Momentum. The role of the 9-to-5 is changing, and South Africa's financial reality reflects this shift. According to the South African Reserve Bank, household debt levels remain high at around 3/4 of disposable income, while savings rates remain persistently low. This leaves many households with little room to absorb shocks, build long-term security, and to provide for retirement. It's estimated that more than half of South Africans are engaging in gig work or realizing secondary income streams to navigate the rising cost of living. However, while they are finding creative ways to bridge the gap, earning more does not always equate to getting ahead. While a second income offers the promise of financial freedom without a cohesive structure, it can introduce a level of complexity that actually threatens financial stability. The opportunity beyond the paycheck. For many, a side hustle is a necessity to cover fixed expenses. For others, it's a strategic move towards financial independence and a way to tap into alternative and even global income opportunities. However, an extra income often introduces more moving parts. Managing a regular cash flow requires a different psychological and structural approach to budgeting. When your income fluctuates, basing your lifestyle on your highest earning month is a recipe for disaster. A successful side hustler must determine a financial baseline, the bare minimum needed to survive, and use the higher income months to build a buffer that carry them through lean periods. The tax complexity. One of the most significant pitfalls for multi-income earners is underestimating the South African Revenue Service, SARS. Many South Africans assume that a small freelance project or a few dollars earned in a foreign currency won't trigger a tax event. The reality is much more complex. As a South African tax resident, your worldwide income is subject to tax locally. Whether you are earning in rand, dollar, or euro, that income must be declared to SARS and will form part of your gross income when determining your tax liability. The result may well be a tax shock, after assessment, where you end up owing SARS a large part of that income. If you are formally employed, your income will typically be subject to pay as you earn, pay, which is a tax collection method where your employer withholds the tax on your behalf and pays it to SARS. The result is that you will generally not owe SARS additional taxes if the correct tax was withheld and no unforeseen income was earned. However, for those earning outside a traditional pay system, it will result in becoming a provisional taxpayer. Any income earned outside the pay will trigger this move. Provisional tax is not a separate tax, but an alternative tax collection mechanism where you pay your tax liability in advance, based on income estimations. Failing to plan for these biannual payments can lead to heavy penalties and interest, effectively erasing the hard-earned profits of the side hustle. Furthermore, earning in foreign currencies introduces exchange rate volatility. What looked like a windfall on Tuesday might be worth 5% less by Friday's conversion. Another risk is where income was underestimated during the tax year, and when assessed, there is a large tax bill, which can drain savings and have the total opposite effect, considering why the alternative income was sought out to start with. The human cost. Beyond the spreadsheets, there is a human aspect to consider. We are living in an era where we feel pressured to monetize every spare hour. This always-on culture carries a high risk of burnout. When the side hustle you love becomes a source of stress rather than joy, your productivity and your primary job can suffer, creating a mixed bag of outcomes for your long-term career. Burnout often stems from depersonalization, the feeling you are a machine simply processing tasks to keep up with costs. To turn fragmented income into a sustainable advantage, you must set clear boundaries. A side hustle should support you and make your life better, not consume it. Strategizing for success. If it isn't integrated into a cohesive financial plan, a second income can create as much risk as opportunity. This is where professional financial advice becomes an enabler rather than a luxury. A financial advisor helps you separate personal and business finances to ensure you aren't spending your additional income before you've accounted for taxes and expenses. By getting the right advice from the start, you can be sure to pay the least amount of tax, using tax laws to your advantage. Tax evasion is against the law, But using tax legislation to minimize tax is not only allowed, it is a necessity. An advisor will also help ensure your short-term side hustle profit is funding your long-term goals, like retirement provision or debt elimination. In addition, they can help you move from reactively surviving to a strategic advantage by building buffers that protect against irregular income. South Africans are resilient and innovative. However, as we embrace the opportunities of the gig economy, we must also respect its complexities. Success in the era of the side hustle isn't just about how much you can earn. It's about how much you can protect, preserve, and strategically grow. Ends. Author at Sharon Herman, Momentum Plus posts bio at Sharon Herman, Momentum Financial Awareness can shield you from financial abuse at Sharon Herman, Momentum Why You Shouldn't DIY Your Wool, The Value of Expert Advice at Sharon Herman, Momentum Tax Doesn't Have to Be Taxing, A Tax Refund May Be on the Horizon, share on your socials.